Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestibilious, Excellence in Marketing. And I'm very excited to be here with you today and to share my thoughts and ideas on something that I call disruption marketing. And I did not create that term. Being a disruptor is something that's gone on for decades at least, and something that I want you to embrace and work on within your own marketing. So you may have heard of something called your USP. That's your unique selling proposition or your unique selling point. And I heard about this when I first came online. I didn't know what it was. I had never heard that before. And there's still a lot of talk about it. So the idea is you want to go further than just having a unique selling point or position or proposition. So I'm going to read you the definition of disruptor. A person or thing that interrupts an event, activity, or process by causing a disturbance or problem. So in the case of marketing, we don't want to cause a disturbance or a problem. We want to cause a disturbance that will allow people to have excellent results, results they couldn't otherwise have. So I'm going to share what I shared with my online community earlier today. I asked, what makes you different from everyone else in your niche? So that was the million-dollar question the year that I came online. 2006, I got started as an online entrepreneur. And like many other new online entrepreneurs at that time, I think all of us felt that we had nothing new and unique to share. But it isn't true. So if you are still feeling that way, that there are so many other choices for people to make when they're choosing someone to do what you're doing, know that you are special. You are unique. And the truth is that no one else can do what we're doing. No one else could possibly be doing what we do because we're all unique human beings. Even if we attempt to be like someone else or copy them just a little bit, it won't work. And an example of that was I came online in 2006. By 2009, I saw that most of the people that I was on their list and knew them in person and online were doing webinars. And my first thought was, well, if I do webinars, I'll be doing them just like everyone else. It won't be special. It won't be unique. And that wasn't true. I started doing them, and the moment I started doing them, I did them the way I wanted to do them. So immediately, it was special and unique. So the same thing can work for you. So disruption marketing has the goal of you to become known for something that you are already doing. So it's going to be something that's under the radar for you because you take it for granted. I initially achieved the status of being a disruptor by proclaiming that you did not need a list of 10,000 or more names and email addresses to get to six figures a year. I did it with a list of 651 people. And when I started talking about that, I was a disruptor. I got attention. And I just built on it from there. There have been so many other things that I've done that I just took them for granted with my content syndication. Lots of people are blogging. Lots of people are writing articles and submitting them to the directories. But nobody has ever done it the way that I do it. And my process has evolved and morphed over the past decade plus. And it's part of my syndication optimization training, syndicationoptimization.com. So here are some things that I'm going to recommend for you to do to disrupt your market in an awesome way. Observe your own behavior and results. What are you doing differently from other people? And these will be people that in your exact niche or in a complementary niche, something that's similar yet different. It could be around your content creation, your product and course creation or delivery, your social media, how you do your updates, or something else altogether. Because we do many things in the course of our business. Something else I do is my client care. You may know that as customer service. I like to do it myself. You know, yes, I do have two virtual assistants who help me with things like that. But the truth is, if somebody has made a purchase or has a question or is confused about something, I want to be the one to initially email with them and finally pick up the phone and just help them, because isn't that what all of us want? And in the beginning, I was told that's not scalable. You can't build a big business if you're dealing with customer problems. Like, that was a negative thing. And I thought, well, I'm a customer and I have problems, and I love it when someone reaches out to me, even with an email. I don't want to just put in a ticket and then 2 or 3 days later, especially if it's on Thursday or Friday, sometimes I don't hear back till the end of the day on Monday. I don't like that. So I wanted to do mine differently, and that was a disruptor in the marketplace. People talk about me because of it. So it's pretty interesting. I don't mind people talking about me if I'm doing something that's new and exciting in their eyes anyway. So something else is change up your routine. So I typically send out my email message the first one of the day. I do 10 a week. So 7 mornings, I send out one that's between 9:30 and 10 a.m. Eastern time each day. But sometimes I change it up. Today, I sent one out that was about 3 hours later. So what happens when you do that? Does your community pay attention and take action? Have they already forgotten about you because they didn't realize they did not receive an email from you earlier? And then when they see it, they go, oh, I forgot about Connie. Here's her email. I wonder what she has to say today. So change things up. Got to mix it up on a regular basis. Write and speak about what you're doing to grow your business so that anyone who wants to can read or listen to your ideas. Now, I started doing this early on because I had a teleseminar that I used to do weekly. I used to do it every Wednesday. Then I started doing podcasts. This Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing is my third full podcast series. So I've been podcasting for years. And I find that when I'm talking, so right now I'm alone in my home office. I have some notes. I have my ideas. But while I'm recording this podcast message for you, I'm thinking of new ideas. I'm thinking of things I want to share. When I write my blog post, it's the same thing. So I want you to do this. Write and speak about what you're doing. Share those ideas. And I promise many more great ideas will come if you do this regularly. So I'd love to hear what you are thinking and what you're doing. So please reach out to me. I'm pretty easy to find. Go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com. Join my community there. You'll be opted into my list. And you will receive 10 emails a week. Do I expect you to read them all? No. But it's nice when you do look through them and kind of acknowledge what I'm sharing with you, because I love this business so much. I love working with people, connecting with new people, and having friends now online from 15 years of me doing this as my full-time exclusive business. So I would love if you would reach out to me and let me know more about what you are doing and how may I serve you. How may I work closely with you to help you find the disruption marketing that will work for you? Something else that we would talk about is, do you know who your target audience is and what is their pain point? In my business, people come to me with a pain point of wanting and needing to make additional income for whatever reason. There are a number of reasons this is the case, and that's their initial pain point. Once I show them that it's just a process and they can get that going fairly quickly and fairly easily, and then do some things that I'm doing, have their own disruption marketing ideas to take it even further, then we move on to other topics. But I would love to know what you're doing and to help you do it. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green with Prestabilius Excellence in Marketing from ConnieReaganGreen.com. See all of my books at ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. And I hope to connect with you very, very soon.